Some schools are getting ready to go back to class. Good evening, Mike Sennett from the News Talk 98.9 WORD 24/7 News Center. And just like that, some students are back to sharpening their pencils. Stacey Bartrow reports.
The first day of class for some students is as early as Wednesday, July 22nd. That's when Greenwood School District 50 students return under the district's modified year-round calendar. Students in Anderson School District 4 have a little more time to enjoy summer break, returning on the first Thursday in August. With the new school year just around the corner, the Pendleton Police Department is collecting new school supplies for Pendleton elementary families in need through its Pack the Bulldogs Backpack Initiative. Donations are being accepted through July 28th at the Police Department on Greenville Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or they can be shipped directly. For a complete list of needed school supplies and back-to-school dates for upstate school districts, visit our website. Stacey Bartrow, 98.9WORD.com News.
A Western North Carolina woman facing charges after allegedly practicing medicine without a license after an investigation that began last year. Priscilla Ann Hendricks arrested last week in Buncombe County. Sheriff's Office says they've received a complaint against Hendricks and the investigation was launched. Investigators got assistance from the North Carolina Medical Board. Hendricks arrested during a traffic stop, and the investigation prompted her to be charged with practicing medicine without a license and obtaining goods under false pretenses. President Donald Trump will address the nation tomorrow night at 9 p.m. You can hear the president's address live right here on News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas. If you have a news tip or story idea, email news at 98.9WORD.com. Mike Sennett on the voice of the Carolinas. News Talk 98.9 WORD.